have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on this Sunday, the 19th day of October, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to air a special report that David Knight filed for InfoWars Nightly News Friday evening. Then when we come back, we'll officially kick off the transmission with the latest U.S. military preps team for Ebola response in the United States. That's the big headline on DrudgeReport.com. It's a CNN story that is coming up after the break, and a special guest formerly with the Central Intelligence Agency on Ebola.
In every crisis, whether engineered, natural, or accidental, the Obama administration has exacerbated it as an opportunity for control and manipulation. The Ebola outbreak is no different. But there are many people, from the powerless to the political and corporate elites, from hippies to microbiologists like Eric Pianka, who want radical depopulation. Just look at this letter to the editor. Of course, it refers to James Lovelock's Gaia theory, a popular way to sell radical depopulation to the masses, to the very people against whom it will be used.
I see the Earth as more than just a mixture of living things and inanimate matter. I see it as a tightly coupled entity.
And the way it's presented to the masses, it anthropomorphizes the Earth as a living organism and presents humans not as the stewards of God's created Earth, but as a virus. And Lovelock himself conveniently plays into their global warming alarmism, talking about global warming being a fever that the planetary organism, the Earth, gets from the virus, the humans.
And I like to think of it as a kind of organism, not just a lump of rock with life on it. Any organism can have periods of ill health, and it was pretty unfortunate of us to start worsening the fever that the planet was already in.
And of course, environmentalists quickly draw the obvious conclusion that if mankind's a virus, a cancer, it must be eradicated. And so Gaia has been used to put a pagan, New Age, happy face mask on the grim reaper of depopulation and sell it as both necessary and inevitable.
So what do you think is a viable figure that Gaia, that the planet, can sustain?
I would guess, living the way we do, not more than 1 billion, probably less.
Here you sit saying we are facing doom. We are facing the possibility of 5/6 of our human population being wiped out within a century.
The theme has been picked up and repeated in popular culture.
There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease. A cancer of this planet. You are a plague. And we are the cure.
So how do we get rid of this human virus that threatens our beloved Earth Mother, Gaia? Or, as another scientist puts it, those upright mammalian weeds. As the Church of Euthanasia puts it in their Gaia Liberation Front proposal, solutions to get rid of the human virus, like nuclear war or sterilization, just aren't as effective as bioengineering. It has the advantage that it could be done with just one person who has the right technical expertise. And there are multitudes of people with the technical expertise and the philosophical bent to do this, as Alex Jones pointed out in the documentary Endgame 7 years ago.
Prominent University of Texas biologist Dr. Eric Pianka, while receiving an award from the Texas Academy of Science, said that the worldwide AIDS pandemic was, quote, no good, it's too slow, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly. But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Pianka sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass-culling microbes and man's destruction.
For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
All right, folks, we'll be back with a live transmission on this Sunday. Stay with us.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, blasting out across the United States and worldwide on over 170 AM and FM affiliates from everywhere, from Oklahoma to Florida, from up in Chicago, Illinois, from Los Angeles, California, to Rochester, New York. We are broadcasting on over 170 AM and FM affiliates. And, of course, we dominate internet news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can find the free podcast, video feeds, and more. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday, the 19th day of October 2014. The U.S. military is preparing teams for the U.S. That's CNN. We've got U.S. hospitals prepare themselves for Ebola panic as flu season looms. I do think this is a major crisis because it kills at least 70% of people that come in contact. That's with medical help, 90% if you don't have it. And the government's doing nothing to stop it. That's why people are right to be concerned. But instead of just panicking, we need to take action with a plan that can force the CDC, the federal government, to protect this nation from something that the panic alone could cause the next Great Depression. Here's a special report I filed Friday night with a solution to stopping Ebola. Here it is.
Stopping this disease won't be easy, but we know how to do it.
Fighting Ebola, the president says a travel ban won't work. So why are so many countries doing it?
A national strike is the answer.
I'm wearing the same shirt I was when I was in the car with that family.
There is zero risk. I said it. There it is. I shouldn't say that. There's no risk.
If there were any risk, I would not expose myself or my family.
A national strike will force Obama and the federal government to secure the borders and stop West African flights.
A travel ban is less effective than the measures that we are currently instituting.
Bravo, Sierra. I have a question for you. Do you want to end up like West African countries that are in a stage of panic and total collapse, with the UN estimating that over a million people will end up getting Ebola by December? Or do you want to stop it? The default federal law CDC regulation position for the last 30 years on Ebola, smallpox, black plague, you name it, has been the same. If there's a major outbreak in a country, ban travel from that nation to your country during the pandemic in that nation, and beef up security on your borders. AP reported today that African nations bordering the five countries hit have had no Ebola cases because more than 2 months ago, they banned flights out of those countries once it reached pandemic levels, and they put border guards with machine guns on their borders to let no one come in. Zero cases, they stopped the spread. The default setting in this country was to do the same. Instead, our southern border is totally wide open. Anybody who comes across is basically instantly legalized. The state and local jails are opening up and releasing all the illegals who are felons who've committed crimes because the feds won't even take them. The southern border is collapsing. The northern border is wide open in many areas. And the flights out of Africa are still coming in. Now, it was bad enough that they brought a bunch of Ebola patients from Africa here to begin with. That had never been done before. Then they put them in low-level regular hospitals, not high-level military level four. But if that wasn't out of control enough, then they started letting people out of the Ebola countries fly here when 2 months ago, the UK, France, Arab countries, just like Africa, had banned people traveling by planes into their nations. And they set up serious screening on their borders because they didn't want Ebola. Spain didn't do that. They've got Ebola cases now. This is insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Only the U.S. and Spain are behaving like this. Central and South American and Caribbean countries have banned people from West Africa. General Kelly, the head of Southcom, admitted
Africans are pouring in to the southern border, and that if Ebola ends up in Central or South America, there will be a huge exodus into the U.S. We've got to secure that border right now. But we don't have a lot of time. Once the panic starts, they won't be able to contain it. They've got to get in position now. This is default common sense. I've talked to top military brass, top virologists, epidemiologists, medical doctors on air. This is not my opinion. I've talked to Navy commanders, Coast Guard experts on disease. They say the default positions are being stopped. There is a stand down going on. To counter this, we are calling for a nationwide strike starting next Monday through Wednesday for you to stay home, especially if you're medical workers, police, EMTs that are going to be hardest hit by this, to draw attention to the fact that the federal government is on strike and not doing its default job, allowing these flights to come in. Even the Speaker of the House has said stop the flights. Senator Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Governor Jindal of Louisiana, but not President Obama. He's out defending this. Now, remember, it was someone flying in from Africa that brought it here, now spreading to nurses and clearly others. Why do they want it here? To create a bigger crisis, to get more funding, to be a political distraction from all the other scandals. And the new czar, who works for Al Gore previously, who has no Ebola background or experience, no medical training, he's an expert at divvying up tens of billions in funding to insiders to run the Ebola disaster, where literally hundreds of billions could be made, not just on the vaccine, but on the disaster itself. We're seeing a bank robbery here, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing a crisis where the managers of the crisis are set to make billions and billions of dollars per week during this crisis that could go on for months, if not years, if it's not contained now. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the article with the hashtag Stop Ebola Strike. Send it out on Facebook, out on Twitter. Send our article with the videos of the general warning and others so that people understand we don't have to be powerless and just watch the federal government engage in criminal neglect by design. We can, A, put pressure on them to take action, but B, if this pandemic gets out of control and becomes, you know, even worse, if this epidemic grows into a pandemic, then the people involved can be held accountable. But also it can be used as practice for sheltering in place and for self-quarantining if this gets out of hand. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, if you're not essential folks or people like myself that have got to be on air, self-quarantine as a test. We'll call it a national strike, call talk radio, call Congress, call the White House, call media, send out tweets, be an activist Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to fight Ebola and to stop Ebola with the Stop Ebola National Strike. We can stop it. There is a solution. There is a way to bring it down. There is a way to make them put the default actions in, and there may still be time to stop it before it spreads to thousands or even hundreds of thousands or more, and the whole Homeland Security apparatus has the pretext it needs for total federalization. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been warning of a biological false flag. This is clearly that. I don't know if they cooked it up in a lab, even though they have a history of doing that. I don't know that. I know that they've certainly let it in and are now doing everything they can to help it spread. So the ball is in your court. Send this to friends and family, your email list, Twitter, Facebook, other talk show hosts. Get them to cover it. Organize and be part of this strike, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we can draw attention to this and stop it. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars Nightly News with this emergency news bulletin. All right. I'm in Texas. Just a few hundred miles away.
That was Friday night, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, part of that transmission, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. The article is hashtag Stop Ebola Strike, National Strike to Force Obama to Block West African Flights. And I'm going to have Kit Daniels, who's up here working with us on Sunday night, repost it to the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with a red link. So you can find the article about it with all of the bibliograph links and the video that you just heard the audio from. So you can send it to your friends and family, post it on Facebook, Twitter, and other places. There is huge heat from Congress, you name it, to control the border, check for Ebola, and stop West African flights. So we can get this done. This strike's just one part of it. We're going to come back with the latest Ebola news and a lot more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in Lee on the freeway. Its fashion will ride as the city.
Back when I was a little boy, I would have feelings about things, gut instincts, and I never followed my gut. And bad things happened. But through the last 40 years of my life, over time, I learned to listen to that little inner voice, that conscience, that sixth sense, that discernment the Bible talks about. And the more I follow my inner voice, the more I have nothing but success and prosperity and blessings. Until I've gotten to the point where I follow my inner voice about 90% of the time. When I was 14, zero. It's funny, when you're 5, you follow your inner voice, and you kind of rebel when you're 14, 15, 16, you know, up to 20. But the more I follow that inner voice, that's common sense, the better my life gets. So let me tell you about my inner voice here. I shared it with you here on air. I go off geopolitics, I go off research, I go off reading the news, I go off talking to other experts. But at the end of the day, after I've intellectually looked at everything, I go with my gut. And you know that since about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, about 11 months ago, I began going on air saying I believe next winter is going to be MRSA, flesh-eating bacteria, hellish flu. And I've never talked like this on 20 years on air, because intellectually I could see all the local news stories and the numbers about flesh-eating bacteria and hospital-borne illnesses and drug-resistant staph and drug-resistant strep. But I also had 3 family members die in the last month of 2013 and the first month of 2014. And I talked to the doctors at the big hospitals where they were dying, and I did the research, and they just said that the antibiotics don't work anymore. We need to stop feeding them to farm animals so we can have them in unsanitary conditions. It's creating superbugs. And so I said that I was doing everything I could this year to get my immune system straight and to get in as best a shape as I could and to get my family as in best shape as I could. Because I said on air over and over again that I saw a biological crisis in the winter of 2014-2015. I'm on record hundreds of times. People thought I was pretty weird, warning about something that hadn't even shown up yet. My gut saw family dying. My guts and my intellectual side, talking to doctors, realized there was a lot of mystery illnesses and stuff going on that nobody was talking about. And I was at the cemetery every couple of weeks burying somebody. My dad had pneumonia for 2 months. I had it for a month and a half. I've never had that in my life. Antibiotics didn't work, folks. I had to go alternative. We're talking a month of coughing up blood. We're talking about having trouble being on air every day. Coughing so much that your chest and muscles in your belly ache. Coughing up chunks of my throat. So there's a perfect storm of drug-resistant, antibiotic-resistant bacteria and drug-resistant viruses, and that's on record. You don't have to have a gut to know that. You don't have to have a sixth sense to know that. You can see it in the numbers. So when Ebola... Previously, the biggest outbreaks were 30-something people. When Ebola infects hundreds of thousands, kills 4,500, that's a whitewash number. It's probably in the hundreds of thousands from the numbers we've seen. They are really covering up. When the UN says 1.4 million are going to get it by December, and then our government leaves the borders open and flies people in from Ebola-stricken countries that aren't even citizens, and then sends janitors to clean up the vomit in the house with no breathing apparatus, zero, not even gloves. And they send this guy's kids to school, and they don't clean up the ambulance, and they send him to a regular hospital, and they get on the news and say, zero chance you can get it. Zero chance. This thing doesn't show signs for 3 days like it used to. It's 21 days. It's mutated hundreds of times. It clearly is beginning to go airborne. That's even in the New York Times now. They're covering it up. And people's gut tells them this government has lied to us on every front. Even the Huffington Post, that's an arm of Obama, says that Ebola toll in West Africa is likely hugely underestimated. No kidding. There are whole towns where there's just dead bodies piled up everywhere and all over the streets. It ain't 4,000. It's probably like a million. I mean, it is five countries collapsing. By the way, AP reported on Friday, we covered this earlier in that piece, that the countries all around them sealed their borders, put troops with machine guns on their borders, and stopped the flights months ago. Zero spread. Zero spread in those countries. And every other country, Central, South America, the Caribbean, Europe, they all banned flights months ago. We haven't. And Obama sits up there with a straight face, and he says, hey, not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Or now that it's here, it's no big deal. It probably won't spread. And all the experts say, leave the flights open. Bull, bull, bull. All they got to do is not issue West Africans visas for a few months. In those West African countries, they don't let people out of their houses in areas hit. And by the way, they want to get that going over here so they can pull that martial law system. And then martial law will save us. Medical emergency will save us. And the precedent is set. It's even in the news. Type in the headline, Obamacare gets a boost from Ebola. Or why Ebola is good for Obamacare. Yeah, big federal response. The media will say Obama's a savior when he's the opposite. So we've got to ask the question today. And I want to talk to medical workers, nurses, doctors, epidemiologists, virologists, police officers, jail staff. I want to talk to the custodians that are having to clean up these airplanes that have been protesting for almost 3 weeks and refusing. I mean, they had all these flights from Nigeria and places where people are vomiting and dying on planes last week. That was in the New York Times even, and in the New York Post. And they're just like, don't worry, there's no Ebola, without even doing a medical check. It just lands. We got a dead guy on board, died vomiting. There's some blood. Don't worry about it. I mean, you can see there's a cover-up. And that's why people are so concerned, is because they have zero confidence. Zero confidence. Yeah, there's Obamacare may hold the key to saving the U.S. from Ebola. Out of FP. Foreign policy, an arm of the Washington Post. Their political, geopolitical wonk magazine. By the way, that magazine admitted a couple years ago that our government runs Al-Qaeda. But when they admitted it's okay and intellectual, when I say it, you know, 12 years ago, it's evil, or 13 years ago. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and take your phone calls. I want to hear from medical workers, from police, from military. They're now announcing military preps team for Ebola response in the U.S. I want to hear from you what you think. Am I wrong here? Am I right? Can you augment? Can you give me more intel? What do you think? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Give me a call, Infowars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I see a ton of calls coming in, but most of them aren't police, firefighters, EMTs, nurses, doctors, or U.S. military, hazmat, WMD, Kim Bio, trained. That's who the phones are open for today, at least right now, because we have a guest coming on, Robert David Steele, ran major CIA operations overseas with the U.S. Army and other military groups. I mean, just not an armchair CIA analyst or something, but someone who's actually been in it all over the world. He said 2 weeks before the first Ebola case showed up in the U.S. that his intel was they were going to have an Ebola false flag in the United States. We'll play that clip right now. Here it is.
They will have another false flag. In fact, the false flag I'm hearing about is a simulated Ebola attack in which they actually use biochemical weapons that dissipate, but then they pretend that it's Ebola and that it has been brought here by Saudi martyrs. Okay, so no, we have not reached the end of the false flag line. However, what we have reached is, I did my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution. And there's
full videos up on Infowars.com. I want to hear from the medical workers, because they're the people you notice that are getting it, from someone who was allowed to fly in from Africa. And to Rick Perry's credit, he's finally saying shut down the flights. Like Jindal said 3 weeks ago, and Boehner said a week ago, and Rand Paul said 3 weeks ago he's a medical doctor, and Ted Cruz said 3 weeks ago, now, or 2.5 weeks ago, now Rick Perry is saying it makes sense, it's common sense. The White House says there's no threat from these flights, but that's how it got here. And here's why people are panicking. You can say thousands die a year from the flu, but that happens all the time. The flu is a very virile airborne virus, so it infects millions, tens of millions, and then you get thousands that end up dying, mainly with compromised immune systems. One inflated estimate is 35,000. You've been hearing that forever. Most medical doctors I talk to and CDC people say it's more like 5,000. And that's people that have diabetes or had heart problems or are already sick in the hospital. But still, it's a serious issue. The reason this is a big deal is that it kills 70% of people that are in an area that has good medical care, 90% if you're in Africa, 91%. I mean, you notice it killed this guy that had U.S. treatment, and they don't know if one of these nurses is going to make it. And you can believe they flew all over the place, and there's all these other flights, hundreds of flights coming in a day full of West Africans. You can believe, common sense tells you it's going to spread. And people don't see the border being controlled. That's been open since January, completely wide open. All these mystery viruses coming across the southern border. The sickest people in Latin America coming here on record to get free health care. You've got Obama letting West Africans fly in. You've got panic on cruise ships, panic everywhere. You've got 5,000 U.S. military, was 3,000, now 5,000, who don't even have hazmat suits. That's in the news today. This isn't like the flu where you get it and you throw up and, you know, sit on the toilet for a couple days. This is your kid gets it. My kid gets it. 70%, 70%. I'm going to be putting them in the ground. That's why people are hopping mad. And who would have thought I've been warning about this and then it pops up in Dallas? I mean, not fun. In the last few weeks, all these ACL people down here from Dallas just running around coughing and vomiting all the street drunk. I mean, who knows? It can spread for 70 days in semen, 21 days in the rest of the body. By the way, the big dirty secret is that Ebola is really sexually transmitted. That's one of the main ways you get it. It lives in men's testicles. That was even in Reuters. So it can live in there at least 70 days. And spread that way. So this is not fun. This isn't like AIDS that kills you over a decade and it's hard to get. This is Ebola. And they keep telling you, oh, you know, it's super hard to get. No, it's not. Two nurses got it from one guy. And now those nurses with fevers and stuff were on airplanes. The CDC told the one nurse, oh, go ahead and fly. We don't care you were an Ebola nurse. We don't care you called and said, I have a fever. Is it okay if I fly? Turns out she had Ebola. So that's why I'm concerned. I want to hear from you on this subject. Here's the toll-free number for police, medical workers, EMTs, military, because they're saying in CNN, military preps team for Ebola response in U.S. The U.S. military has a quick strike team equipped to provide direct treatment to Ebola patients out of the United States, a Defense Department official told CNN's Barbara Starr today. The Pentagon spokesman later confirmed portions of the official information. Well, Obama announced these military SWAT teams last week, which is all for pure show. If you wanted to stop it, you'd shut down the borders and you would stop the flights like everybody else did months ago, including the African countries surrounding it. But they've got news articles out by the White House. They run Media Matters saying I'm a racist because I've said to control the borders. There's Kurt Nemo's article, just broken, Infowars.com. Pentagon prepares strike team for Ebola. And see, I'm not for tyranny, locking people up when they have drug immune TB or resistant or this. But if you don't, then it spreads and then they lock everybody down. Don't you understand that? Oh, it's incredible. We're going to go to Jim in FEMA Region 6. Texas is part of that. Medical worker. Then we got John, who's a chemical op specialist. We've also got aircraft mechanic wants to comment. I'd like to hear from custodians that have got to work on these airplanes that are striking because they're full of vomit and everything coming out of West Africa. Again, you can pull it up. People are flying in, dying on airplanes. And they don't even test them. They just say, oh, they don't have Ebola. The man died of a vomiting fit flying into JFK Thursday night, but they said no Ebola without even doing a test. I mean, it looks like a cover-up. Let's get to one call before we go to break. Jim, you say you're a medical worker. What's your take on this?
Problem, reaction, solution. I would like to get your take on this being a big, huge placebo pill, a CIA psyop, false flag drill to take more of our civil liberties.
Well, that's what Steele, Robert David Steele, formerly with the CIA, said 2 weeks before this guy even showed up in the news. Now, since then, he was back on with one of my guest hosts, I think it was David Knight, and said, well, he's not sure if this is that, but that's what he was, quote, hearing. We're going to talk to him coming up in the next hour and take your calls. But I think there's real Ebola in Africa. Something's killing everybody. Is it the vaccines? The major African newspapers with epidemiologists and virologists are saying this is a false flag 3 weeks ago. And the government has a history of putting stuff in vaccines and doing this. My grandmother got polio from the polio vaccine in the 50s, so could be. What do you think?
Absolutely. This has everything to do with vaccinations. I don't believe that it has nothing to do with Ebola, but I think it has everything to do with mass vaccinations, and it's a way to keep us down, to keep us in a fear state. That's why I believe it's just a big, huge placebo pill.
Well, it's kind of like Red Adair, as I said last week, would blow up oil well fires with a bigger explosion. You've got dozens and dozens of scandals, everything from Benghazi to Fast and Furious to the IRS going after people to the NSA to our government funding Al-Qaeda and changing the name to ISIS. And so you have this huge Ebola thing that even though it makes Obama look bad, it allows his buddies, this guy with Al Gore, who used to run Al Gore's operations, are going to be able to control the hundreds of billions of dollars doled out in the Ebola, you know, Fight Ebola Fund. And then Obama skates off with pardons into the sunset. I think you're really on to something.
Well, you know, keep doing a good job. I'm going to keep taking the colloidal silver and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's good to keep your immune system up anyway in case this isn't a false flag. But we have to remain diligent and, keep moving forward.
I'm glad you make that point. I am like, in my gut, I am less worried about Ebola than I am about MRSA and all these antibiotic resistant bacteria and drug resistant viruses that are just killing people all over the place. That's why I'm trying to boost my body's natural defenses with the entire InfoWarsLife.com line of products, whether it's Beyond Tangy Tangerine or Colloidal Silver or Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. That's the type you can ingest and it's so good for the body. That's exactly what I'm doing, and it supports the transmission. So, folks, visit InfoWarsLife.com today or 888-253-3139.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell.
We're going to open the phones up as well for West Africans that live in the U.S. or Africa. What's your view on this? For U.S. military personnel, National Guard, Obama's talking about sending you over there. What's your take on that? What do you think about the regular Army, 5,000 being sent to five different, well, they're mainly in three of the five African countries hit by Ebola without proper hazmat gear? Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. 2539. We'll open the phones up to everybody else as well. 877-789-2539. I want to go to Spiro and John and others. John's a chemical op specialist. wants to talk about Ebola vector spreading. We have an aircraft mechanic wants to comment. Yeah, I'd really love to hear people that work in the aircraft industry having to be around this stuff coming in from West Africa, the vomit everywhere. Oh, the guy died vomiting. Everything's fine. I was reading the New York Post. It was like minutes after they landed, they declared it was not Ebola with no test. That really freaks me out. There's no danger. This nurse that had Ebola that flew on four or five aircraft flights with a fever gave it to anybody. Bull baloney. Bravo Sierra. Again, I want people to wake up to this and take action now before it starts spreading. The feds are going to start taking action once it's out of control as a power grab. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. But now the Pentagon has prepared its, quote, strike team for Ebola. Kurt Nemo has an article on it at Infowars.com right now. Let's go to Spiro and then to John. Spiro, you say you're an aircraft mechanic. Are you talking to other folks that are having to clean up these planes? I know for 3 weeks in New York and other areas where folks are coming in from Africa, mainly vomiting everywhere, they don't want to clean up vomit from places hit with Ebola. Sounds like they're conspiracy theorists. I think they should get some chips and eat it like dip. I mean, Obama said there's nothing to worry about, right?
Well, you know, I tell you what, it's really concerning to me and a lot of people I work with. I've been in the industry for more than 10 years now.
Why? It only kills 70% of people that get it. What are you worried about dying for? Obama played golf for 4 hours last night before having a 10-minute meeting on Ebola, and his Ebola czar didn't show up for it. What's wrong with that? How about Obama fly with all these Ebola patients, huh?
Well, absolutely, all right? There's no big deal. Well, he says that he hugs and kisses the nurses, which totally gives you a false sense of security.
Yeah, you know, and by the way, if you have a business, you didn't build it either. Do you believe any of that?
No, not at all.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm a contractor, and we do third-party maintenance for a major domestic airline here. And, you know, so the facility I work at issued a memo and where it states that they don't perceive the Ebola to be any kind of a threat to the employees or contractors.
Oh, good.
Like
great.
That. They, you know, they haven't issued any kind of, you know, meetings or any kind of extra gear or anything. You know, they have these UV lights that say that they can kill the virus within 10 minutes, you know.
Well, that's actually true. That's actually true. Are they running the UV lights through the planes?
No, we don't have them. We need them. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
you know?
Got it, yeah.
Measures in place, you know, and then the World Health Organization came out and said that one guy you were speaking about died on the flight. They said, oh, no, not Ebola. They were kind of alarmed by How can you come to that conclusion so quickly?
Yeah, he's coming from Nigeria. He dies vomiting. Everything's fine. Don't be worried.
You know, and I see people around here at work that don't, you know, think to wear just simple things like latex gloves when they're over there messing with the seats or whatever. And I go over there and I'm saying, you know, kind of halfway holding my breath on my way over there. But, I mean, I'm like, you know, hey, maybe you should wear some gloves or a mask or something, you know.
Well, you know, they're in the news saying people are canceling flights. It's already hitting the economy in fear. Right now, it hasn't spread massively. So from the numbers I've seen, it's not that big an issue for the casual flyer. But if you're cleaning airplanes in New York or other East Coast places full of West Africans coming in and there's vomit and stuff, absolutely that's a major threat. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I mean, if you work in a major hospital, if you are a cop having to go once quarantining starts, or you're an EMT, I mean, whoa. Look, it's nurses that are getting it. Anybody that comes in contact with these people in a first responder role is the number one group in danger. And they're not telling those people they're in danger. And that's going to cause a bigger loss in confidence when the Ebola starts spreading. And I say when, it's already spreading. I believe it's going to start spreading. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but clearly they're covering something up. The intellectual data shows it, the geopolitical data shows it, and my gut screams it. We'll see what happens. Maybe if we put enough attention on this, have a big enough strike, call enough attention to it, they may put measures in place that mitigate it. It could be a false flag with a simulant to create a bunch of fear and sell the vaccine they're coming out with in 3 months. I don't know. I just know this. The default positions are being ignored. John in Montana, what's your take on this?
Yeah, hi, Alex. My whole thing here is
with the disease stacking they got going on. Through the southwest border, they got a whole bunch of illegal aliens coming out. And
a bunch of weird viruses killing people. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And with some of those is included in the symptoms is coughing, sneezing, scabies will eat your skin.
And which creates the hysteria where everybody thinks someone with the flu has Ebola. So they're saying, get your flu shot and we won't quarantine you. But the flu shot's never been guessed properly to stop the flu. It's a total hoax. So what's going to happen is total hysteria this winter.
Yeah, and people will start coughing with they do have Ebola, and people will become complacent. And that's when I can see the disease spreading well and truly into...
Ooh, that's a point I hadn't thought of. The flu, because Ebola has flu-like symptoms the first few weeks, will be the perfect cover for Ebola to spread.
Absolutely. And with the people with scabies and everything else, they're going to have open wounds on them. Other people are going to just assume that they've got the flu. And as far as vector spreading goes, these people all throughout the southwest border and these people that have Ebola, they're going to go ahead and meet, and they're going to random locations, these illegal aliens. And that's exactly how you want to do it. You don't want to have it to where it's in a predictable line.
That's right. And the head of Southcom, General Kelly, says it'll probably go to South America and cause a huge flood across the border. So why isn't Obama beefing up the border? Again, I want it on record that when this gets out of control, if it does, who allowed it to happen? And hopefully, if enough people complain about this, the system may back off. Great points. Thank you so much. We got a lot of callers here. Chris, Dr. Chuck, and many others. Dr. Chuck, who's a medical worker, wants to comment on this from South Carolina. Then we'll talk to Frank and others. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Just hoping we can try to figure out what's going on. What do you think's happening?
Absolutely, buddy. Let me just first preface that I truly believe that this is all about the concept of being able to provide the vaccine, which is then going to get everybody sick ultimately. So I understand that. My wife is also in a more confined healthcare job that she does, and she works for HCA, which is a rather large hospital organization here in America. And to give you some idea of who supports the CDC and funds them, let me just list off this from a bulletin that was put out a few days ago by HCA that was not for external distribution. Let me read it to you. The CDC Foundation, which funds the CDC operation, has received generous funding from a number of donors, such as the Paul G. Allen Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, ExxonMobil, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the William and Flora Hewlett HP Packard folks.
By the way, for those that don't know, these are all on-record eugenicists, all vaccine front company people, all global government promoters, the same people you hear that underwrite NPR. So amazing. Yeah, that's who's funding this as they're about to come out with a vaccine with God knows what in it. Wow, that's powerful. Send me that memo. Can you scan that or send that to showtips@Infowars.com or whistleblowers@Infowars.com?
I will, Alex, I will. And guess what? One of the other CDC Foundation donors is the HCA Hospital Foundation, which has been certified as one of the Ebola hospitals for you to go to in downtown Augusta.
Oh, yeah, and they put this known Al Gore employee as the new czar, no medical training, no medical background, but he is an expert in divvying up tens of billions of dollars a month in taxpayer money and giving it to the select groups like Bill and Melinda Gates and the hospital foundations and others. And that's how business really works as the public lives in the dark. Great job. You should write an article about that, brother. Great calls. All right, second hour coming up. More of your calls. Then CIA asset agent, Black Ops Commander Robert David Steele is coming up. Infowars.com. Chuck and Frank, you're up next in the next segment. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we got Army paramedics like Jennifer calling in. We've got Michelle in South Carolina reporting on hospitals volunteering to take Ebola patients. Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Oh, bring them here. Spread it. We've got retired medical workers wanting to comment. Chris in North Dakota, Kim Bio and radiology specialist, wants to comment on what's happening. What do you think's going on?
Well, I don't know exactly what's going on with the government, but I just want to let people know. Now, this is information that I've received, and it might be a little outdated. But what people need to know about Ebola is that as long as you don't have any open sores in your skin and you don't get the contaminated substance in your mouth, your nose, or your eyes, generally you're protected. Now, when it comes to the two nurses that were working on Mr. Duncan down in Dallas, what I surmise what happened and how they got infected is in the late stages of the virus, your internal organs are liquefying. And what happened with him is his alveoli, the air sacs in your lungs, were bursting and filled with fluid similar to pneumonia. And when you're coughing and you're going to be expelling those heavy droplets out into the air into a 3 to 5 foot radius. And so if they had any charts, any pens, anything like that, that they sat down on a hard surface that they didn't decontaminate after they took off and they down-dressed, they got out.
No, I agree with you. Plus, they told them to put tape around their necks. That could pull some skin off, do that. My point is this. I'm no virologist, but it used to hit like 36 people, and it'd be a national news story or a world story. Now it's got thousands. It's mutated. It lives in the body longer. It's clearly getting stronger. So what you're going off of is the old Ebola. We don't know yet what's happening with this new one, but it's certainly radically different.
And that's my point exactly. Is with as you were commenting on earlier, how many infections they estimate that after every third to fourth generation of infection. So you got one person spreads it to two people spread it to four people spread it to eight people. By the time you're getting to that eight people that are infected, the virus is going to mutate by that fourth generation of infection.
And with all these millions of people that are getting in Africa, they believe it may go airborne very soon, and that's the $64 trillion issue. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and go to Jennifer in Pennsylvania, a former Army paramedic. What's your take on this, Jennifer?
Hey, Alex, huge supporter of your everything, all your products.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mine is about the Hippocratic Oath. My question is, maybe to you or the audience, we all have to take an oath, just like the president has to take an oath, just like...
Yeah, do no harm, Hippocrates, yes.
We know the oath probably doesn't mean much to them, but this is people have died because of that oath. And my question, I don't really know how to phrase this question without... making it too confusing, but how far, what does that Hippocratic Oath mean? Does that mean we put ourselves in jeopardy as paramedics? As myself?
Well, you've got to triage it. And so you contain the African countries, you try to give them aid, but you don't let it spread. I mean, the Hippocratic Oath says you don't let a contagion spread. That's first off. They've inverted it to say, bring all the Ebola patients here. It's like Joe Biggs went to UT and 17 or 30 people said, bring Ebola here. House it. You know, basically get Ebola to prove you're liberal. So that's kind of an inverted Hippocratic Oath. You contain it. You help those as much as you can, but it's a triage. You don't spread it to show that you're, you know, liberal.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, we take an oath to protect and defend the weak and sick, right? Just like the president takes the oath, but, you know, maybe the oath doesn't mean something, but I know it.
Well, exactly, but then you take another oath to this country and to your family. Family first. Well, God first, then family, then the country. So what they need to be doing is protecting our country first, because if they won't protect this country, they won't protect anything. And the truth is, the globalists hate this country and are shutting down our power systems and raising our taxes. And the globalists that have become powerful off this nation have disdain for it. They have no respect for us. We're live. October 19th. It's Sunday. We're broadcasting worldwide. There's no other talk radio like this. We're biased. We love the truth.
Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Clone.
No, we're not clones.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God.
I have sworn as well.
Against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We got Daryl in North Carolina. He says he's got intel out of Fort Detrick, the big bioweapons command base. We got Michelle, South Carolina, saying hospitals are volunteering to take Ebola patients. That's in the news. Frank in New York, retired medical worker, wants to talk about Ebola. Gabe says it's going to get a lot worse. We've got Pam in Texas. She's canceled her tickets with American Airlines, or United Airlines. And we're joined for this hour, we'll be taking calls with him, by Robert David Steele. He's a former Marine, CIA case officer, U.S. spy, hacker, CEO. He's probably better known as being a hacker and best-selling author. CEO of Open Source Solutions Network, Inc. And 2012 candidate for a Reform Party presidential nomination. Currently CEO of Earth Intelligence Network, an accredited educational nonprofit. He's known for his advocacy of open source intelligence, teaching 7,500 mid-career officers from across 66 governments, and is today the foremost proponent of applied collective intelligence, which integrates holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything. The latter, an engineering and information management approach that is affordable and scalable. His most recent book is The Open Source Everything Manifesto, Transparency, Truth, and Trust. BigBatUSA.org, just one of his website. He's got Pi, Beta, Iota.net as well, all linked up on Infowars.com. Now, back in September, he said here, and I played it last hour, so I won't play it again, that the word he was getting was a false flag with an Ebola simulant to basically create a political smokescreen to block out a political catalyst of true change in this country. Now, I was gone with a family issue. David Knight interviewed him a few weeks ago, and he said, well, basically, I'll let him say what he thinks about what's currently happening. But there's so much to go over. From what I'm seeing, the default positions are being turned off. Ebola is being allowed to come in and spread. Do I think it's the end of the world? No, but it's certainly an example of how they are trying to undermine this country. To create a policy of dumbed-down poor people who are so busy trying to find their next meal, they can't be politically involved. And again, we have a lot of phone calls. You'll be able to talk to Mr. Steele here today and bring up your points on Ebola. The big question is, what's happening while we're looking at Ebola? We'll discuss that as well. Robert, great to have you here with us. And he may not be getting audio from me on his Skype. Robert, can you hear me? Yeah, we lost audio to him. Reconnect. Skype's a wonderful technology, but at the same time, it does have its bumps in it. So we'll get his take on all of that coming up as soon as we get him on. By the way, if you're a radio listener and you hear me say, play this clip, look at this article, we reach millions a day with video streams. We reach tens of millions a week on YouTube and other platforms. So it's a syndicated radio show on 170-plus stations, but it's also really a TV show. You can all find the free feed at Infowars.com/show. Be sure and pay that forward. Take that link, send it out to others. Tell folks about the national strike to draw attention to the inaction on Ebola and so much more, because clearly him hiring a non-medical doctor, no Ebola background, a guy that runs fake energy deals for Al Gore, as the new czar shows me, it's nothing but a big profit-taking operation, a big insider operation. All right, we do have Mr. Steele able to hear us. Thank you, Robert David Steele of BigBatUSA.org, for joining us. You heard my question. You've got the floor. You made that prediction or you said, this is what I'm hearing. What do you have to say now? What do you think's going on? What are your sources telling you?
Well, the good news is that instead of a false flag, what we're dealing with is blatant malfeasance by CDC and the NIH. And this Dr. Gucci at NIH should be fired. I certainly agree with you that Klein is not a serious appointee. No czar ever is. Bottom line here is the U.S. government is not seeing to the best interests of the American public.
I mean, clearly it's criminal neglect, any way you slice it. But tell us the intel you were getting 2 weeks before this guy is even in the news and 3 weeks before he dies, or 4 weeks, saying, I'm hearing about a simulant Ebola to be brought in as a false flag, and there could be a national strike over it. I mean, that's an amazing statement. I mean, what were you hearing?
At the time, what I was hearing was that there was complete confidence that Ebola would not reach the United States, but that it could be introduced in the United States as a means of forcing the issue of passing a draconian quarantine law that would then be abused in the future. What I think we have now is real Ebola showing up because of the hubris, because of the ignorance, because of the irresponsibility of the CDC and the White House. The White House knew 10 months ago this was an issue. In 2004, Brent Scowcroft and others told the White House that infectious disease was the number two high-level threat to national security after poverty. So now I think reality has trumped false flag. Now, it's still a threat, and the martyrs from Saudi Arabia are still a threat. But the U.S. government has become more of a threat than false flag, if that makes sense to you.
No, I get it. Who needs Saudi Arabian martyrs with Ebola that are carrying it on purpose and vectoring it when you've got a government that just gives visas to people that are clearly sick in countries that are collapsing? I mean, I get ineptness. I know that goes on. But the level of ineptness is like batting 1,000. How are they so perfectly inept?
You know, I think part of the reason, and I've thought about this for a long time, part of the reason is that the U.S. government has never been held accountable for actually looking out for the public interest. And what we have now is a perfect storm. Ebola could be an excellent it could be a wake-up call for the American public, the good-hearted, common-sense American public. The government is not serving our needs. Maybe it is time for a general strike.
It's just crazy that you brought that up a month plus ago, and then it just clicked for me Friday. We should have a national strike just pointing out, why are the borders open? Why are you allowing flights? Why are you issuing these visas? I mean, this could be the catalyst. A lot of people that are smart, like yourself, are saying the same thing. Michael Savage thinks that they've really miscalculated and that this is ineptness.
Well, you know, I used to say that when given a choice between incompetence and conspiracy, always go with incompetence. And then 9/11 happened. And of course, I've seen so many false flag conspiracies since then. 9/11, the school in Connecticut,
Sandy
the
Hook.
Boston bombing. So my real concern here is that what we have is a perfect storm in which incompetence has trumped false flag, but at the same time, I'm sorry, I've got something going on here to the side that should not have been allowed to happen. Let me just turn it off.
I know how that is, these damn devices and phone calls.
Yeah, no, forgive me, Alex, because it's an honor to be on your show, and I think you do extremely important.
Oh, we totally get phones and stuff ringing, bro.
Okay.
That's how it is.
So I think CDC has been incompetent. The National Institute of Health has been incompetent. The lead guy for the National Institute of Health is actually a known incompetent from the AIDS-HIV time frame.
Yeah, that's what Savage said. He pointed out he's the guy that let that spread. Stay there. I want to break down as an analyst, but a field CIA commander, where you think this is all going to go and what we're not looking at while this is happening. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody. On Friday, I launched a national strike idea because I was playing a clip of Robert David Steele of BigBatUSA.org or PiBetaIota.net, incredible news sites, with all his analysts on there. And I was going, wait a minute, he predicted the Ebola, and then he said there should be a strike against it. Let's have a strike. So that's why I said, let's get him on Sunday. I appreciate him graciously coming on his Sunday, but this affects us all. And then I said, let's have a petition. We've had those before. Not that the White House responds, but it becomes a bully pulpit when we get 500,000 signed signatures to deport Piers Morgan for his red coat activities. A citizen has free speech, not some foreigner. Well, the White House, for the first time ever, removed our petition to ban West African flights or cease issuing visas to West Africans until the pandemic is abated, which the surrounding African countries and hundreds of other countries have done 2 months ago. So Kit Daniels is writing a story about that right now. But Robert David Steele, I'm going to give you the floor during this segment and come back with calls with you. But they are really scared of the strike idea because that was also in the petition. And they're really upset about any type of response. Don't they know they're going to get the blame? Because I agree with you now. This is leaning towards incompetence because it's blowing up in their face so bad. That's more scary than them false flagging and being in control. It's so scary to think the people running things and starting war with Russia and funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS are this inept. And Obama plays golf like 4 hours a day and doesn't even have meetings with his czar. Give me your take on this. You've got the floor. What do you think this is distracting from as well? Go ahead.
Alex, let me say that one of the reasons Obama plays golf so much is because he realizes he's not actually president.
Yeah.
Ever since JFK was assassinated by elements of his own government in collaboration with Wall Street and New York Energy and the Bush family, no president has actually been president. And Obama was given the choice between gold or lead very early on in his presidency, and he's been a deer in the headlights ever since. So he's not actually running the government. Now he's just embarrassed. I think that one of the problems we have is that Ebola is making it clear to the American people that the U.S. government lies to them about everything. And or even worse, the U.S. government doesn't actually know the truth about anything. So Ebola, for me, is the perfect storm. It's the absolute proof needed to the American public that Congress, the executive, the Supreme Court, the intelligence community, none of them are worth a bucket of warm spit in terms of taking care of the public interest. So I love your idea of a general strike. I love your idea of bringing pressure to bear.
Well, it's your idea.
No. I have to give you credit. I wasn't thinking as much about this as you have. But the bottom line is that I think the American public should be asking some tough questions before the election. I'm almost certain that the Democrats will lose the Senate and the Republicans will put us into gridlock. The question for me is there a learning moment? Is there something we can do to occupy the home offices of every serving senator and every serving representative and require them, for example, to support electoral reform, which would put the public back into the public enterprise? So I throw it back to you, Alex. What do you think we should do next?
Well, number one, they're bringing Ebola patients, you know, into regular hospitals. And I went and just read the CDC standard default was to send them to special facilities, which they're now starting to do. I'm just trying to understand actually who's running the government. And because now it looks like a bunch of special interest in there stealing silverware off the deck of the Titanic. What do you think this is distracting from?
That's a great question. It's actually not distracting from as much as it's highlighting the fact that the U.S. government is out of control. I mean, let's take one specific example, Dr. Fauci at the National Institutes of Health. This guy is an idiot. He has been shown before to be malfeasant and completely wrong on HIV and AIDS. He's been completely wrong on Ebola. And to take one very specific example, it was the CDC that was at fault for the nurses being infected, because the CDC was saying that the N95 mask was good enough and they didn't need to cover up their skin. In fact, the N95 mask is good for 0.3 microns, and Ebola, I am told by one of our analysts, is a 0.08 micron. We're also finding that Ebola has gone airborne among animals, that Ebola does survive outside the host under certain conditions, particularly cold conditions. Bottom line here is that CDC has no clue. And it is doing what most lawyers do, which is when they don't know the answer, they lie. And I think that this is a chance for America to understand the U.S. government is not helping.
Well, you're right that the Ebola virus is a lot smaller than that mask. That's been confirmed. And I just wonder how they're this inept, because I can go read their own set standards that were written by smart people that make sense and that have contained this before. Other African countries are doing that. They're containing it. Why do we have to be the country that's the dumping ground for people fleeing who have Ebola? I just don't get it.
Well, we're also the country that's the dumping ground for baby pacifiers and every other form of good that the Europeans have forbidden because it contains too many toxins. And the reason we're the dumping ground is because we have a government that makes decisions on who pays to be heard, not on what's in the public interest.
No, that's right. That's right. China executes people for melamine and milk. No one, the FDA came out and said, melamine's not bad. Doesn't matter. It causes kidney failure in babies. Just it's okay. It was in the Washington Post.
Absolutely right. And Citizens United was five Supreme Court justices that were bought and paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Justice Powell. It took 25 years to subvert the Supreme Court, but they finally got it done. And the American people sit by apathetically while their government betrays the public interest. So Ebola, even though it's caught everybody's attention, is nothing more than a manifestation of what we've allowed the government to get away with on everything.
Well, I want to come back and just wild card ask you, what are some of the other big things you're looking at right now? I go to your site all the time and just all the amazing things that are being discussed there. What are some of the other big balls in the air that you're focused on right now? And then we'll take some phone calls.
All right. Well, one of the things I'm wondering is if Jim Webb will get away from being Hillary Light and actually run as a coalition president.
We'll talk about that. What do you think about the situation with Russia and Ukraine? Who's winning that?
I think Russia will inevitably win because the Ukraine is based on Russia, on speaking Russia, on Russian nationals. That is a war that the United States started to break up the forming alliance between Germany and Russia. The United States is losing on all fronts.
But they are having some economic effect on the Russians. But the Russians didn't start it, so we lose the moral high ground. I had a famous spy on just last week, and he said, well, there is no right or wrong in geopolitics, and right there is the disconnect. I mean, yes, if you just say there is no right or wrong, well, where the hell are you?
No, the moral high ground matters. More on that when we come back.
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk about that straight ahead with Robert David Steele, PiBetaIota.net. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on you. My lasers trace everything you do.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Up here
in space. Well, he ran major CIA operations in the Middle East, other parts of the world. Robert David Steele, author, researcher, is our guest. How do I pronounce it? I always pronounce it wrong. It's Phi Beta Iota. I just always say Pi. Phi, P-H-I, Beta, Iota.net. Or just Google Robert David Steele. It's the top link right there. He's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. I want to go to your phone calls, Frank and Gabe and Pam and Michelle and Michael and Daryl and others that are patiently holding. But getting back to you here, Robert. Look, I've got three kids. I just want to have prosperity. I want to have freedom. I want to live in a free country. I want other countries to do well, but there's a corporate zombie view, a crony capitalist view that they admit and write in books where they want everybody else to be shut down by government and regulations, but only they are exempt to operate. Call it fascism, crony capitalism, whatever it is. They've got to know that karmically they'll never get away with enslaving everyone so they can be in control of a pile of skulls. I really don't understand the ruling class and what they're doing. Am I wrong in that analysis, or can you expand on it? I mean, where's the world going?
Well, Alex, I think you're right, but the world is changing. The elites, the 1%, have been focused for the last 50 years on creating governments that are 100% corrupt, that do exactly what they're told to do by the bankers and the elites, and that screw the public. And what has happened now is that they've realized that they're killing the golden goose. And it's not just the banks. The corporations are now starting to realize, some of the corporations, that minimum wages create serfs that can't buy their products. This is something Henry Ford knew long ago. The good news, the big news, is that the elites have broken ranks. Lady Lynn Rothschild, who it turns out comes from New Jersey, she just married a knight in England, has held a conference on inclusive capitalism. The Mars family is pressing on with something they've been doing for 50 years, which is mutuality economics. And we have our black sheep billionaires now on the West Coast. And what is happening is there is a segment of the elites that's starting to realize that everything they've been doing has been toxic for their future generations. So I think there's actually good news on the horizon.
Well, I agree with you, because over the years, a lot of elites live in Austin, and I've been in L.A., New York. I mean, I've met with really famous people, really powerful people, and they're more awake than the general public, and they're freaked out and don't like what's happening with their kids and grandkids. And then there's a disconnect then. How, if you're running the world, how is it this bad? And they go, look, there's a lot of really dark people at a core group who want everything and who want to basically wreck the whole system to ensure they get control of the future. And so what you're saying is true. There is a major split in the ranks of the elite.
Yeah, and our public education is what makes the difference. I mean, we've been dumbed down and drugged up for a long time. But what I see happening now is the public is waking up. And your listeners are in the vanguard. I really believe that the pressure can now be brought on Congress. And frankly, these 2 weeks before the election in November are prime time for us taking the government back.
I want to go to some phone calls and get their take and your response to it. But what about a year and a half ago, our own military saying we're not going to support bombing Assad for Al-Qaeda, and then them trying to change the name to ISIS and confuse the public, and Turkey's bombing the Kurds as they beg for help against ISIS. That's blowing up in their face. I mean, there's just so much good news. It's the best of times, worst of times, like Tale of Two Cities, though.
It is, and the military is still conflicted. I mean, the U.S. government is afraid of its veterans because the veterans have paid the supreme sacrifice. They have done their job. They've come home. They're disillusioned. They know they've been lied to, and they're armed and dangerous.
You got a bunch of cowardly corporate lawyers that love the military enforcing their edicts, but are scared of them.
Yes. What I see happening here is the veterans, the young college kids, the older guys like myself that are unemployed but want to work, and the soccer moms, I see us all coming together. But what we're missing is a catalyst. Ebola is an excellent precipitant for the public coming together, but we're still missing some kind of catalyst that actually brings us together in a manner much more effective than Occupy with its waggling fingers.
And that's something a woman torturing herself on the in front of the White House of the Capitol.
Alex, I expected you to set that up after I mentioned it the first time.
We haven't found the volunteer yet, and we better watch it. Somebody does it, they'll blame it on us. We hope that doesn't happen. I mean, is there something other than that that's a precipitant that isn't so horrid? Or the Tree of Liberty's got to be watered?
I'm not sure. I certainly believe in nonviolence. I really would love to see an occupation of the home offices of every senator and representative for the next 2 weeks. And I would like to see them forced to sign a pledge to pass the Electoral Reform Act that reopens the elections to all of us, not just the two-party tyranny. That, for me, would be a good start. And I agree that Ebola is not a major threat to the country, but the incompetence of the government is. So
it's an indicator. It's an indicator of how out of control they are.
Yes, and electoral reform is how we restore the integrity of the U.S. government. That's the one thing we should all be able to agree on.
Sure, I just don't know if you get folks excited about that, even though I agree it's key. They may get excited enough to go storm peacefully the offices of senators and congresspeople to point out that there's a stand down going on with the strike. The article's on Infowars.com. Stop Ebola strike. Hashtag national strike to force Obama to block West African flights. Let's go to one call before we go to break. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on the air with our guest, Robert David Steele. Go ahead.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Basically, I just want to say something right now. This Antichrist president that we have, I think he's really playing orders from Satan himself, basically. Because how can you allow people to come to this country knowing they have Ebola? It just infuriates me to no end. I'm very pissed off about this.
Well, I think what Steele said is true. Obama knows he's a complete puppet. But when you actually don't empower government people to have any power and it's all bureaucracy and all corporate interest, then it begins to manifest itself, and then the whole illusion implodes.
Well, let me tar and feather John Kerry, our Secretary of State. John Kerry gave up his integrity long ago. But one of the things he did that I consider treason was burying the Iran-Contra investigation.
Oh, yeah.
John Kerry ignored letters from Gary Hart and from pilots, Plumlee and many others, and he buried that investigation because he was asked to bury it by the two-party tyranny. So from where I sit, John Kerry has no business being Secretary of State, and he is, in fact, a primary reason why we are not acting responsibly. For instance, we should have hospital ships off of the coast of West Africa.
Sure.
We should have the 30-minute test mandated for anyone coming through Europe from West Africa before they get on a plane. Just like Homeland Security can check everybody that gets on a plane before the plane takes off, there's no reason why we can't do that.
Well, exactly. Grabbing my testicles is pointless. Checking me for Ebola if I'm coming from an Ebola country is totally reasonable. No one would complain about that.
But the key thing, Alex, is there's a test that takes 30 minutes. It can be done at the airport.
So you get there early.
It's a test that exists that the U.S. government is not requiring.
There you go. We're going to go to a break and come back and go to some final calls. Michael and Daryl and Gabe and Pam and others. Again, you've got two websites, and they're both very interesting. Tell us the difference between the two different sites.
Well, the bigbatusa.org is from my very short presidential campaign, and it's where all the ideas are that I hope someone like Jim Webb will actually pay attention. Anyone who does not look at a coalition government, electoral reform, and so forth is not going to get elected president. I'll tell you about the other one next time.
Well, absolutely, because the news site's the one I really like. We'll be right back, folks. Final segment straight ahead. As we try to talk about real issues, this is not dumbed down radio, not dumbed down TV. We talk about real issues here, not a bunch of regurgitated corporate socialist propaganda. It's the final segment until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Kick off a 3-hour transmission.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war.
Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season. Love runs high in this time.
Give it to me easy. Robert David Steele is our guest. Honored to have him here with us today. Appreciate him spending so much time with us. We're going to hit a bunch of your phone calls here right at the end. Briefly, we have InfoWarsLife.com, the most revolutionary, but a lot of it's really simple. High quality survival shield, X2 nascent iodine, a colloidal silver, silver bullet. Super male vitality, super female vitality, all of it is just the most purified, high-quality, hardcore stuff out there that's been known to get really great results. You've heard the great reviews. Your purchase supports the broadcast. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today. It's what I'm personally using to bolster my body's natural defenses. I'm not really worried about Ebola in the final equation like I am all the MRSA and the rest of it. And since I've been taking these products that scientists and researchers and doctors and you name it developed, it's really changed my life and helped fund our operation. So thank you all for your support, whether it's DNA Force, Oxy Powder, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield X2, all of it, Lung Cleanse. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. And you can get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and other products at InfoWarsHealth.com as well, and it's excellent. Going back to Robert David Steele here today, taking some calls. Let's talk to Michelle, who wants to comment on hospitals. She says they're volunteering to take Ebola patients. I've seen that in the news as well. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, we have some hospitals here. Columbia, Charleston, and Greenville, they are all offering Ebola help, basically. They don't have the negative pressure rooms that are required. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm freaking out. I'm no medical doctor, but they had all these facilities with these pressurized rooms and BioShield and hundreds of billions spent in the last 15 years. Mr. Steele, that's my big issue. It's not just incompetence at some level. Why would they send Ebola patients? Why do they have people loading the Ebola patient nurse last week on a plane not wearing hazmat suits? What's going on?
Why was she on a commercial plane to begin with? Why wasn't she on a special flight? It really is quite astonishing. I think the public has a right to be very, very angry. CDC and NIH are not telling the truth, in part because they don't actually know what the truth is. Just like the president's so-called czar that's not a health professional. Most CDC and NIH leaders may have once studied health, but they have been bureaucrats for the last 30 years, and they've forgotten what it's like to actually care for the public.
That's it. You just hire a bunch of lawyers and PR people, and they start smoking their own dope. Pam in Texas, I've got a lot of news articles about people canceling their vacations. I don't think that's needed at this point, but if it keeps spreading, it may be. What's your take on that, Pam?
Alex, I just have to say, I adore you. I know you're really busy, but we love you. I wanted to tell you, I am a medical doctor. I finished my training about 10 years ago, which was before the government started really taking over medical training and basically dumbing down doctors to not think, but to only follow protocol. Anyways, my family was planning on buying five tickets this month to fly in United. And I just absolutely will not fly right now. And I have given up faith in my congressman for sure. So I said, I'm just going to call United directly and let them know that I've canceled our flights because maybe it's the public pressure, you know, if they see it hitting their wallet. So I called and I spoke to the lady. She was extremely nice. And she said, let me read you a memo that our company, meaning United, put out to us. So she looked at the memo, she found it, she started reading it to me, and basically what the memo said was that United was telling its employees that Ebola is totally under control, that there's nothing to be concerned about whatsoever. And I explained to the lady, you know, basically I've got a medical background, and these are the facts. You know, we went through the incubation period, 2 to 21 days, what happens if the guy gets on the plane at day 4 and is totally asymptomatic, screening procedures, nothing. And the lady was obviously very concerned, but I thought it was just horrific that she's reading me this thing that United gave them that said that there's no risk. And I
they've got their propaganda together. And there wouldn't be a risk if they did the screening and paid attention, but because they believe their BS is God and is reality, that's why there's the danger. Amazing points. Pam, you ought to write an article about that. We'd publish it, as a medical doctor giving their view on the PR. Thank you, Pam. Mr. Steele, what's your take on what she just said?
Well, I'm reminded of how everybody was lied to by George Bush after 9/11 when he told everyone to go back into New York City and there
the
was...
The dust is good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And breathing asbestos is wonderful. The fact is the U.S. government has gotten away with telling lies for centuries, but more so than ever in the last 50 years. And it's time for the public to start demanding the truth on every point.
I agree with you. I mean, look, in third world countries, if an agency head screws up, they get fired or arrested. And so they don't want to screw up. Here, it's like you screw up, you get increased funding. Well, that's going to cause more screw-ups.
I really agree with your previous caller. The time has come for the public to start putting economic pressure on everybody. I personally am planning to fly to Los Angeles on the 6th of November. But I do think it's absolutely irresponsible for the government to not be screening. In fact, someone just vomited in the Pentagon parking lot the other day, and she had been in West Africa. I don't know what else to say other than that people should be sitting in their congressman's office saying, look, fool, I'm going to come vomit on you if you don't get start taking this seriously.
Take it serious. I think that's the new hashtag. Take Ebola serious. Hashtag.
Or just serious. Or how about hashtag truth?
Absolutely. Let's jam in a few more here. Gabe in North Carolina, you're on the air. Or North Dakota. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, because you seek the truth, I have a message for you.
Okay.
The message is this. It has begun. A warning has been given in the heavens, lest no man may boast of sending this signal. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon two more times shall not give its light and turn to blood. My people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Well, that's a creepy phone call. You know, I think the government's non-response is the real indicator of how much trouble we're in, like Mr. Steele's saying. You got any comments on that, Steele?
Well, I'm not so sure. Well, the apocalypse, first off, can be interpreted in at least two ways. And I lean toward the more fruitful, optimistic way, which is that light comes and we reinvent ourselves in God's image and we become a heaven on earth.
Absolutely.
So I'm a positive person. I believe the U.S. government is getting to the point where it's going to melt down so completely that the public decides that it has to take matters into its own hands. And that will be a good thing for America.
I agree. At the state and county level, people getting back to reality. Last caller we have time for. Sorry, the others. Daryl in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I found a PDF from the Center for Aerobiological Sciences at the U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Disease at Fort Detrick, Maryland. It said Ebola has an aerosol stability that is comparable to influenza A, and that basically all it needs is winter-type conditions.
Yes.
To maximize its aerosol.
That is so bombshell. So Army document, and Steele obviously knows about it, Army document says Ebola could be airborne in the winter. Will you send that document right now to whistleblowers at Infowars.com?
Yeah.
Tell us the name again. Sorry, Robert, go ahead.
No, well, I would just like your viewers to know that at phibetaiota.net, we have Ebola as a trending item. And for the Alex Jones Show, I had several of my editors put together some of the top headlines. And one of those headlines is that not only has Ebola been shown to go airborne among animals, but it is also known to survive outside the host under cold conditions.
Well, it's clearly spreading very fast now. So you're saying cold weather in this Army document makes it stronger.
No, it survives.
Allows it to live longer. Yeah.
It survives outside the host. Okay, CDC does not want to admit this. CDC is being treasonously malicious.
Well, it's clearly spreading longer now. It's sir. What's the name of that Army document again? I want to look it up right now. Caller, he's gone. Well, we'll go back to the tape and find that because that's amazing.
But there's an article about that very point at Phi Beta Iota under the...
What's the name of the article? We'll look it up. See if you can find the name of it, okay, Robert?
Not right now.
No, I understand. We're out of time. I understand. We're on air. All right, well, that's it for the show. We'll find the article. We'll get it up on Infowars.com. That was an amazing final statement. Thank you, Mr. Steele.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central.